was going to ask, can you see that I have hair?
Yes.
I couldn't tell if it was
recording. It looks like a super cute little puff. Like, it looks like you put no effort.
Are you sure?
I promise. She said, are you sure?
My fear is always, like, and I have got comments like, oh my gosh, for a second I thought you shaved your head. Like, when I do an updo, I'm always like, oh, just kill me.
No, honestly. Just take me out back and shoot
that
me.
That is not what I was going for, so thank you.
That's what my grandma used to say. Whenever we would, like, dog her for something or, like, call her out for something, she's like, well, then just take me out back and shoot me. I'm like, Nana.
The drama.
The so drama. Good. Great oh my day. Gosh. Anyway,
it's the girls from the future.
Hello.
We're reminding you to please follow us on our Instagram and our TikTok that we just made today brand new. Please
and thank you. You can see like fun clips and little previews and all that good stuff, so go check it out. It'd be really fun.
Yeah, it's just the latest BS. It's the same as actually it's the latest BS pod. And then our Instagram, you know. But yeah, we're going to start posting clips on there. So give us a follow. Thanks.
Please and thanks. Love y'all.
You just made fresh cookies. What are we talking? Store-bought dough, homemade?
Fresh cooks. Oh, homemade dough, of course. Absolutely. Really? There's no homemade in this house.
I was like, yes.
No. Did I say homemade dough?
Yeah.
I definitely meant to say store-bought dough. My bad. I wholeheartedly thought I said store-bought. Yeah, 100% store-bought. I don't make things. I mean, I do make things homemade every once in a while, but... Yeah. I honestly feel like my kitchen is not big enough to have, like, I don't have a lot of counter space. And even, I mean, in the counter space that I do have, it's very, like, my cabinets are very close. So I only have limited room to, like, move around and do stuff. So I feel like if I were to try and make homemade cookies, I'd get mad because of the amount of limited counter space that I have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you do? Pillsbury? Nestle?
This is Trader Joe's, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, Trader Joe's cookie dough. I will say I'm a little confused because I checked the instructions and it said 350 from anywhere from 14 to 16 minutes. I said, I can do that. That's fine. Normally, my oven is gas. So it tends to, I tend to kind of go on the lower side of the timing to cooking anything really because of the fact that it heats up so quickly. So, and in the past I've made cookies normally like any other oven, I do in like the middle. So if it's like 14 to 16, I'll do 15 just as like a, you know, golden number. And it normally turns out great. But I did that with my kitchen, with my stove, and I burnt them. Like that extra 60 seconds just completely scorched them. So I'm like, these aren't even enjoyable. Like, I'm okay with a little crunch, but I'm like a medium rare cookie girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I did it for 14 minutes and I was like, these should be good. I took them out and I was like, these look raw. You know what I mean? I was like, these don't look. I was like, these just like look raw. So I like touched them and I'm like, yeah, this isn't good. So I put them back, I reheated the oven, I put them back in for like 2 more minutes because I was like, that's gotta be it. 2 minutes came up, they came out and they're like a little bit better, but they're still like soup. They're almost too squishy in the middle, too gooey. So
maybe they'll like harden up a little bit after they've been sitting out for a while.
I hope so, because I poured myself like a little glass of milk too to like to dunk.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like a little disappointed. They taste fantastic though.
Okay.
But I'm just a little disappointed because I wanted some like a good middle ground.
I think they'll probably harden up. Did you just like freshly go to TJ's?
I did.
Are you fresh off of a shopping trip there?
I'm fresh off a shopping trip.
So you're like at peak grocery right now.
Yes.
You eat good for every meal.
Yes. I guess. I guess you could say that. I remembered to pack my lunch today.
There you go.
So that's a very adult thing that I did. I've remembered to pack my lunch. And all of it was stuff from Trader Joe's. So
that's always how it is. Like, after the grocery store, you have, like, 5 really good days.
Yep.
Where you have new, fun, fresh, funky ingredients. Uh-huh. You have frozen meals.
Yep.
And then about, like... eve of day 5, day 6.
You're like, yes. Can confirm. Should I? More like me, it's day 2. Like, should I go out to eat? Day two. I'm like, I don't feel like cooking all of the food that I just bought. So I'm just gonna, let's rent it up.
Yeah, I've been having the grocery store on my to-do list for the past, like, 4 days. Oh my gosh, I meant to tell you. Did you know that TJ, this is bad though.
Oh, like, no.
You don't need this? You don't need this.
No, I'm scared. Now I'm gonna need it. What?
TJ Maxx is having their yellow tag markdown clearance sale. You know when you go in and it's on sale, it's usually a red tag.
Yeah.
Yellow is like one step further. It must be like 75. I don't know. But they started the markdowns yesterday. I went. Oh, I spent like $100, which is kind of crazy.
You bought something?
I bought a lot of stuff.
You bought
something? I left with a big bag. They gave me Sophia.
Sophia.
One
does
not much to it.
None. Just another day out
just
here.
Just another tap of the card.
No, for real. So one thing about Sophia, we've mentioned this in previous episodes. She does not shop. We will go in. Well, she does. But, like, she's frugal. So, like, her and I will be like, oh, yeah, like, let's go to TJ Maxx. And she'll walk in and she'll go, oh, my God. I've been, like, looking for something like this. Like, this could be cute. And then immediately puts it down and walks away. And I'm like, you just said that you wanted it.
I talk myself out of everything.
She does. And I know we've said this story before, but every time I think about it, I laugh. Because she had a whole handful of stuff. She was like, I'm going to go try this on. And within 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, it was less than that. I was like looking through racks and she came back. She goes, there's too many people in line. I got to go. I'm like, what? Girl, what are you talking about?
This lady was coughing up a lung.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And I was like, I can't be in here anymore. Like, this is too much. I was definitely in the dressing room. I definitely attempted. But yeah, dude, $100, like. It was, the markdowns are good. I got clothes, I got food, I got jewelry, I got kitchen items. Oh, yeah. You might want to go check.
Daggone it.
Yes.
And I got nothing going on tomorrow.
The earlier you get there, the better, because once they do the markdowns, like, everything starts to get, like, pick through as the days go on. So, you got to get there in the peak.
Wild. Do you know what I just remembered?
Huh?
I have a... I have an appointment to get my passport tomorrow. I completely forgot.
Do you have all your documents together?
Nope, I don't. Absolutely not. So,
that's so
you know
exciting.
What I'm doing in the morning.
Not tonight.
I'm going to fill out the application tonight. And I definitely meant to go to CVS to, like, get my photo taken.
Uh-huh.
But I can just do it myself.
I think. So what do you have tomorrow?
So... Like- I have an appointment at the DMV, I think. Is it the DMV? I don't even remember where I'm getting it done.
To
turn in my application.
Oh, but you haven't done the application yet. You just
no,
made an
I
appointment.
Have it. I made an appointment. I have the application.
Yeah.
Because if I go tomorrow, and if I pay for it to be expedited, it might get here in time.
Wait, where are you going?
For what I need. So, like, okay, so I'm being
now,
very presumptuous.
Yeah, because you...
I'm being very presumptuous here. Remember, I think I may have mentioned this to you before. Remember?
Work.
So, I have known about this trip since, like, the beginning of the year. So, I could have easily done this and been like, whatever, right? Next thing you know, we're having a meeting tomorrow morning. I'm not going to be able to go tomorrow. I'm going to have to go on Friday. I cannot go tomorrow. I'm too busy tomorrow. But... we have a meeting tomorrow to discuss the trip. And turns out it's Italy and Germany. So I'm like, I have to go.
Yes.
I have to go.
Absolutely.
Dug on it. I'm
going to
have to go
on Friday. Okay, good
on
you for being proactive. I feel like you talked about this in an episode when you were like, because the first trip was like camping. Like,
yeah, the first trip was literally like staying at a tent in freaking Oregon. I'm like, absolutely not. But this is like a whole, this is like a all expenses paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
this different.
Like, September 25th to October 1st. Like, that's how long of a trip this is.
Yeah.
And you get, and it's literally like lodging is taken care of, flights are taken care of. You have some, and like, the cool thing is like, I do have free time.
Yes.
Which absolutely. Is like super cool. So, you know, I've never been, I'm scared that I'm not going to get the passport in time though.
Okay.
I'm really, I'm scared.
I will say this. Wait, when did you know the dates? Did they tell you the dates recently?
I found out the dates today.
Oh, okay. That's crazy.
I kind of knew about like the general timeline,
Yeah.
but I didn't know for sure. But I definitely
Oh.
found out the actual dates like this morning.
Okay, so you definitely have like a fire lit underneath you,
I
like to
need
go
to get
get
it
it
like that's
done.
why I was like I need to get it done tomorrow, like
Yeah.
ASAP. But I forgot to go get my passport photos taken because I was like, oh, I'll just go to CVS after work. I'll get them because they print it off right then and there for you. So I was like,
Yeah.
cool. Like, I'll just get them printed off. I'll fill out the application tonight. I'll go to my mom's house and get my birth certificate. And then I'll go to the DMV and hand them and say, please get this to me ASAP, Rocky, pretty much. But now that I'm thinking about it, I completely forgot to go get my photo taken. Totally forgot. Forgot to get my photo taken. And I have a meeting tomorrow morning. So now I'm like, I don't think I can do it tomorrow. I'll just have to find an appointment on Friday.
Yeah. Is
Fingers
there a
crossed.
difference if you're expediting it? Like, do you have to fill out a different form or
Apparently,
pay
it's
more?
like you have to pay more. Like, I mean,
Okay.
it's not an astronomical amount of money, but you do have to pay more. Because I tried, because there's apparently there's like an option, but your trip has to be in 14 days or less in order for like it to get really expedited. But the way that it was like 2 to 3 weeks processing time, and then from there, they said it could take an additional 2 weeks to. For it to actually like get mailed to you. For this is the expedited.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, if I'm doing the math right, that means it'll be there the week before we leave, if I win. That's just the thing. Like so
Yeah.
now I'm a little like on the fence because I don't, because I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place here. Because let's just hypothetically say that I win the trip, but my passport doesn't come in time. Like I would worked I did I you know asked for favors. I did everything that I needed to get done super quickly, or like I feel like I tried too hard at work just for me to not be able to go on the trip because I don't have my passport.
Yeah,
You know
but
what I
you would
mean?
still end up with your passport, so at least you would say you
I
checked
mean,
that off the
yeah,
list, 'cause that's like annoying.
but at that point it's like, where am I
It's,
going?
yeah,
Like,
I
I'm
know.
not like this is a free trip.
Yeah, you have to at least try, and you
I
have to at
know.
least like in your mind think, okay, it's coming in time. And like I'm gonna win it and it'll be
Right,
fine.
right.
Because you do have like a little bit of room. If this is like August 1st is today basically. So you have
Yeah.
like a month and it's the end of September. You
Yeah.
have like a month and 3 weeks or something.
Right.
So you should be, yeah. I feel like that's enough time.
Okay.
If it says 2 to 3 weeks and then 2 weeks, just do it
Okay.
ASAP. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely, because I like tomorrow, I just can't do it tomorrow. Well, granted,
Yeah.
I didn't even know about the meeting because at first I booked the appointment this morning. As soon as I found out about the dates, I was like, holy moly, I need my passport. Like,
Yes.
I need my passport like yesterday. So
Yesterday.
I was like, okay, great. So then I filled out the application. Oh no, I saved the application and then I filled and I was like, I'm gonna fill it out when I get home from work before I record with Sophia tonight. Everything's gonna be great. I'm gonna go get my passport photos taken after work. I'll staple it. Like it'll just, the appointment lasts for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like, honestly, I might be able to do it tomorrow.
Are you saying this for real?
I'm saying this for real. Like I might be
Oh,
able to
okay.
do like I might be
You're
able to do
thinking
this
out loud.
tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking out loud. I think I'm like now that I'm talking about it with you, I'm 'cause like I've been thinking about it all day, but I actually
Yes.
haven't said it out loud yet. I think I might be able to swing it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll just have to, yeah. I'll plan it with myself after we get off of here.
Okay.
I think I could do
There
it.
you go.
If I
Well,
fill
that's
out the
exciting.
application, yeah.
Italy and Germany.
Italy and Germany, and like there's at least 2 or 3 days where we just like have complete free time,
That's so
which
fun.
is so fun.
Yeah. How many people would potentially go?
Well, it would be me and then the next person, so like it's the top two people,
Oh, okay.
and then I'm pretty sure it might be like one or two other people in the company that
Oh, so
go.
it's like a intimate, like it's not like 10 of y'all
Oh
going.
no, it's like maybe like less than five kind of
Oh
thing.
my gosh, how fun.
I know, but it's gonna be like all dudes, like older men, old enough to be my father, men. You know what I mean? So I'm
Yeah.
like, Hey, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, can you all take my picture?
Hi. No,
just,
but
if I just put the phone in your hand and
Sophia, do you know what I was thinking about? I was like, I'm going to be in Germany if everything pans out. I was like, I'm going to be in Italy and Germany and no one's going to be able to take my photo.
There's going to be no proof.
There's going to be no proof. It's literally going to be like somebody's going to hold my phone like this and I'm immediately going to be like, just hand it over. Just never mind. This thing is going to come in handy. I'm going to stick this bop on.
It's going to be front
everything.
Camera. Front
Either
camera.
That or they're going to take it like this, holding, like, blocking with the fingers, tips all
Definitely
over the camera.
Like a
oh,
Zoom.
Oh, not the Zoom. Oh, the freaking
it's
Zoom.
So
I can't. I hate it here. Oh,
it's
my
so
gosh.
Bad.
But wow. Yeah, so fingers crossed, dude.
Okay, well, I'll be thinking of you.
Thanks.
I was gonna tell you.
Oh, no,
I posted
scared.
A video with Nanny.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with her like a few days ago. Dude, it didn't go like viral. It only got maybe like 100K views. When I think viral, I think like maybe like 500K to a million.
Oh yeah,
plus.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it got on the wrong side of TikTok. And, like, this is the first time that's happened in a while.
Oh, no.
The video was, I had been thinking in the car, like, on the way over there. I was like, oh, like, I get upset with people on the road all the time. But they could be, like, Nanny. Like, they could be, like, a little old grandma. Like, just, like, going a little too slow. Like, not being, like, an actual danger, obviously. I was like, okay. So I had parked my car. Nanny picked me up because we were about to go like across the way to this little plaza. So we were in the car 10 seconds.
Right.
I recorded the thing. I was like, just a reminder that if someone's not driving exactly how you want them to, don't curse them out. Like it could be a little old tiny grandma. And I showed Nanny in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't even know what you're saying. And I was like, and she doesn't even know what I'm saying. But, and then she was like, you won't let me be on camera. Something dumb. People lost their mind. They're like, senior citizens should not have licenses. Get this old geezer off the road. Get granny out of the left lane. Tell granny to hit the gas. Like, y'all, family needs to step in, get her license. Like, the best thing we ever did for my grandparents was take them away. My granddad ran his Tahoe through the McDonald's twice before my family finally took the license away. I wish I was on the scene of a crime, of an accident, of a man, an old man who ran over a pedestrian. Like, this is ridiculous. They need to be taking her license. I'm like, what is the lengths? What is happening? She wasn't even doing anything illegal. It's not even
right.
Like, she was posted up just driving.
Right.
It was crazy. And you know what? I got like 500 comments, okay? Most of them were like people on that same type of energy. It was all goth people and emo people. It's crazy. It's crazy. You can tell, you know, like you can tell whose For You page it hits if it's all like a bunch of rednecks or a bunch of moms or a bunch
yeah.
of like,
yeah.
Like every profile picture. I was like,
gotcha. Yep.
That they are definitely goth or emo in some way, shape or form.
That's so funny. It's not just a face.
If it's not the snake bites, it's the long black hair over the eye. Yeah.
Because Chinoy, yeah, that
Nanny. I'm like, Nanny has no idea. Like, she doesn't have TikTok. I'm like
right.
sitting here trying to go through these comments. I'm like, okay, I let most of them slide. Like, okay, have your opinion, whatever.
Right.
But someone's like, get this ancient POS off the road. I'm like,
that's too much.
That's you're going to jail.
That's
you're going
too-
to jail, and that's going to be a block because
that's too much. Yeah, that's way too much.
But yeah, it was kind of crazy. Just, like, so random all of
right.
a sudden, all of this, like, this influx of just, like, whoa, get granny
right.
off the road. Someone was like, maybe she needs to start door dashing and delivering, like, her essentials. Like, I'm sorry, are you assuming that she can afford to door dash everything from now on? She wasn't even doing anything wrong.
Right.
Now, if she crashed into the McDonald's, we would intervene.
If
okay?
she crashed like... a Tahoe into a McDonald's twice, twice,
we would
twice.
Intervene. But as of right now, her record is clean, okay?
Right.
So, like, until there is a problem, we're not going to make a problem.
Right.
But, yeah, it was wild. It was like the internet warriors of TikTok came out.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you.
Huh? Oh, you don't think old people should drive?
No, but I'm just okay. Let me explain. Manny is an exception. We love her, but okay. So my office is my car.
Yeah,
I have a rolling office, right? And 9 times out of 10, the amount of accidents that I almost get in is because of somebody who's old. So it's just like, I personally think that there should be more resources for older people.
Yeah.
Because I'm Switzerland. I'm in the middle. Because on one end, I have caught myself being like, who let this grandma behind the wheel? You know what I mean? Like, she can barely see over the steering wheel. She's probably blind. Get her off the road so she doesn't kill someone. You know what I mean? That's I've caught myself because
yeah.
I am a lead foot. But then at the same time, my mom has done this, and it makes me so mad every time my mom does this. If I'm like in the middle of like a rage filled, like, you know, road rage incident, my mom's like, well, Brittany, they have to get around too. Brittany, they have to go run errands too. I'm like, no, but listen, but when I'm in the middle of venting about it, I don't want somebody to play devil's advocate with me. I'm like, I want you to agree with everything that I say.
And actually hype me up, encourage
yes.
me more.
And be like, absolutely, she needs to get her license revoked. That's a period. That's what I've been saying. No, but it's just like, I feel like there needs to be more resources for the older crowd.
I think there needs to be retesting.
Definitely. I 100% agree.
I'm honestly very surprised that we don't have that already implemented. Like, age 65, you retest. And
you
then
get
age 75, you retest. And
right.
then, like, or something.
Right. If you're getting AARP letters in the mail, you need to get retested.
Just, yeah. It like, seems like that's just how it would go. And I'm surprised that they don't have retesting and they just like let
these
a super old lady, like if she truly like can't see or whatever,
yeah.
like what's the, I guess they do have the vision thing. You have to look at the letters through the.
Right. But it's scary for other people on the road. And it's also, I can't even imagine how terrifying it is for the person that's behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Imagine you're behind the wheel and you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I have to go to the CVS to pick up my medication.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I've definitely caught myself being on the extreme. But then at the same time, I check myself too. And I'm like, Brittany, they got it. They have to. They're, you know, this is probably their only option. But then I'm like, there needs to be. I've vented about this so much to my mom. I'm like, there needs to be more resources. I'm like, after you turn
like what?
A, like
training courses?
No, just like more more options, I guess, of like, you know, because the first thing that popped into my head was Uber. I'm like, after you turn a certain age, and let's just say like you have to fill out a form to like meet the criteria, then you can have free Ubers. You know what I mean? Or like free
nice.
Ubers for life, or free Lyfts, or like you can only get like a certain amount, like 20 free Uber rides a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can still go out and do what you need to do just without potentially hurting somebody on the road.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, TikTok, getting on the wrong side of TikTok is terrifying.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely terrifying because people will start fights with each other in the comments.
Oh, yes.
And it'll be people that don't even follow you.
No.
And they're just and like all of my, I'll open my phone and it's like 50 new comments and I'm like, okay, and I go and check, and it's just them replying back to each other and just like calling each other names and
roasting.
Degrading one another. Exactly. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, hi, you know what I mean? Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I just let it go on. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, that's fine. You're boosting my profile views. Like, period. Push my video to the algorithm.
To the top, baby. To the top.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Literally. Yeah, no, it's so funny. You feel like a like outsider in their
literally.
Conversation. I was gonna say though, Nanny has an aide, so it's like really good that
That's
she has
right.
this lady
yes.
to drive her around. So thank God. But like, and I think that's mostly an option. I don't know what it's through, if it's like a state program, but thank God we at least have that. But I definitely agree, like 20 Ubers a month or some sort of like, I don't know, free
right.
amount.
Right.
That you can
something
use.
Like that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Also, she does not go on the interstate or the freeway. That was also debated a lot. Because I don't respond to any of, like, the hate ones. I just, because there's no point in even arguing with them. Like,
for sure.
If I said, okay, but she doesn't go on the interstate, they're like, well, still, what about the side roads? Like,
literally.
Okay.
Honestly, literally nothing can, you can't win at all.
No.
You cannot win at all in the comment section. You genuinely can't.
And like, honestly, like, saying less is usually better. So exactly. I just, like, let him. But, yeah, she maybe goes, like, 3 places a week, I would say. But, right. Yeah, we would definitely take it away if needed. It's just...
Bless her heart.
It was crazy. I know. Poor Nanny didn't even know people she was that getting are
like,
eaten up.
Relax. She was
getting eaten up.
People are like, take her license. Like, relax. I say that in the comfort of my car, and then I leave it alone. I don't put it out into the world. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Are,
yeah, insane.
I recently had the same thing happen to me, getting on the wrong side of TikTok.
Oh, my gosh. What video?
I don't know if you saw, but I opened up about not having have ever not... Am I having a stroke?
Not having not, ever.
Yes, not never have. I've never had a pap smear before.
Okay.
And I'll make a very long story short. So my period has been late since about April. I've talked to you about that. Impossible for me to be pregnant. Not even remotely. I'm abstinent. So but I just feel like my body is in such a weird place that it's scaring me. So I decided to do the scary thing and I booked an appointment to go see a gynecologist because I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I guess I made the mistake of going on TikTok because I thought that somebody could give me a little word of encouragement because lately the videos that I've been posting, it's the same people that comment. So it almost feels like a friend group. You know what I mean? So it's like, I am maybe getting an outsider stranger's perspective versus like my mom or like the other ladies in my life. So I posted a TikTok and I was like, hey, so I'm 28 and I've never gotten a pap smear before, but I'm abstinent. I'm going to the gynecologist tomorrow and I'm scared. Like I'm nervous and I'm terrified because I was told when I was a teenager and I went to the doctor and she asked me if I've ever been sexually active. I said, no, I'm a virgin. I'm abstinent. And she goes, oh, good for you, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, I've never gotten a pap smear before. And she goes, oh, you don't need it. You'll be fine. So I said, okay, I'm what, like 14, 15? Like, I'm not thinking anything of it, right? I'm at my primary care physician at this point. So I just brush it off. And I always had the thought in my head that I didn't need to go get one. So I made that comment on TikTok. I was like, oh, yeah, like I was told when I was younger that I didn't need to get one because I'm abstinent. I didn't know. I have no idea. So I posted that and I posted the one video and I was like, I'm scared. I just need some words of encouragement, like any advice. And I said, also, please, this is not your opportunity or time to tell me all of your horror stories because I'm already crying. You know what I mean? Like I'm already scared. So for the most part, everybody was super cool about it. But then there was also, but so at first it started off with the normal people that I always see that comment on my videos. And it made the anxiety less, I will say, like significantly less. And then it got to the wrong side of TikTok. People are like, you're 28 and you've never gotten a pap smear. You're so irresponsible. You're going to get cervical cancer. You're going to die. A cervical cancer killed my mom and because she never got a pap smear. So you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, first of all, I'm glad that those comments came after my appointment was over.
Oh, good.
But spoiler alert, I didn't get the pap smear because, well, there's, yeah, so, but still, like I went to the appointment and I was talking to my gynecologist about everything that was going on with my body. And I was like, I saw the nurse like prep for the pap smear. And when I made the appointment in the little comment section, I just put addressing some concerns.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what else to put. And and I said a checkup. So I just automatically assumed that that meant a pap smear. So I sat with my gynecologist and we started chatting, and she just goes, I would rather pinpoint the issues that you're having now. She's like, and we'll come back to that later. She's like, it's not pressing. She's like, we'll come back to that later. This woman is old enough to be my grandmother. Like, she told me a little bit about her history. She's incredibly knowledgeable, right? So I made a, because I started getting DMs from people being like, I hope your appointment went well. You know, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. Like, it's really not that bad. You know, just like giving me like tips and tricks and like words of encouragement. So I made a follow-up video. That could have been, that could have been the worst mistake I've ever made. I made a follow-up video and I said, and I basically explained what I told you. I said, hey, by the way, LOL, didn't get the pap.
Yeah.
I said, but, and then obviously without getting too much into it, because that's between me and my doctor, I, you know, basically said that, like, I said, she didn't say that it was never needed. She just said today it wasn't necessary. She's like, let's get to the root of the issue. And then from there, we can move forward and then we can revisit. And I'm like, that's fine. I will take your word for it. You would have thought that I just said I murdered an entire orphanage because I said that I didn't get a pap smear. People are going freaking crazy. They're really? Like, I can't believe they're like, you're being childish. Just do it. Yes, you're abstinent, but you need to get it done. My best friend was also abstinent and she got cervical cancer and died. And you're so irresponsible. I'm like, whoa. I'm like,
You do not know me. You do exactly not need to be talking to me like that.
Exactly. And then there were some people that were like, you didn't even need to go to the doctor in the first place. I don't believe in medicine. And I'm like, so I'm getting the two extremes here. I'm getting the two extremes.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right now? And then this one girl, this one girl commented, and what's crazy enough is that she followed me. She commented, and I only replied to maybe like three or four, just for like some clarification, so it wouldn't spread rumors or anything. You know what I mean? So not that I'm that important, but you know what I mean. So it's like, so every comment that I replied to, she replied with a bunch of red flag emojis, and she was like, "Your doctor needs to be reported." Because she didn't perform a pap smear.
Okay, now you're taking it too far.
I was like, relax. You know what I mean? I quite literally commented back to her and I said, babe, relax. I said, did you watch the entire video? I was like, do me a favor, watch the video again and then come back. Or maybe watch it two or three more times and then come back and we can have a civil discussion, or not a discussion at all, because it doesn't need to be discussed. I'm sitting there and my mind is freaking blown. It's blown because it's not even like, oh, Brittany, you're just focusing on the negative. It's like maybe 15, you're irresponsible, and two, I'm proud of you comments.
Crazy.
Coming. Like, at me
saying stuff like to report the doctor, and it is not that pressing.
It's not.
And it is not life or death, and it also has nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
Like, what are you gonna say? Oh, well, this girl on TikTok who I don't even know said this story, so I'm gonna report it as true and factual, even though I was not there and actually have never spoken to her in real life.
Like, you have absolutely no idea what's going on with me and my body. You don't even know what's going on with me and my body. Like, that's between me and my doctor. You know what I mean? So it's it's absolutely insane. Like, they're sitting there acting like this woman told me that pap smears just aren't necessary and that I never need to get one done. She, like,
they jump to conclusions. Like, it's never just like she's the old lady on the road. It's always like she's the worst driving old lady on the road and she needs
she's
her life
killing
taken
people
away right now. Like,
right.
It's not like, oh, I didn't get this procedure done at the appointment, but it's not life or death. It's fine. It's like, wow, you really need to question the judgment of your doctor for not performing this, like, life-saving. No.
You're acting like if they don't do this major surgery, I'm going to flatline on the table.
Yeah, like, you know, you're bleeding out and they were like, just go home.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to actually
just put a
stitch
Band-Aid.
You up.
Just put a Band-Aid on it. You'll be fine.
We're not going to do that. Today
it's literally it completely blows my ever loving freaking mind.
It's like, I can't relate because I would just never even think that I am in the position to tell someone, like, really, truly tell that, like, you need to go do this right now.
Exactly.
Other than, like, you should wear a bonnet every night. Like, you need to wear a bonnet every night. That is what I'm going to be saying. Not, like, you need to do blank.
Like, you're going to die of cervical cancer if you don't get a pap smear done. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that you were a doctor. Hey, congrats, babe. Had no idea. That's insane. I'm like, I'm going to listen to this woman who has literally been a doctor for longer than I've been alive. Probably longer than you and I have been alive combined.
Yeah, I'm probably going to listen to her.
Yes, I'm going to listen to her over everything.
Yeah, most likely. But
good news, I had to get blood work done, and 5 out of my 6 test results came normal.
Yay! There you go, healthy queen. Okay, Very. Wait, I did want to mention when you, after you had your stroke in the beginning, and then you were like, I haven't had a pap smear, and I laughed. I wasn't laughing because you haven't had a pap smear. I just was not expecting you to say that.
No, like, that's after totally
that
fine.
Whole, like, stroke, I was like,
I did not take it that way.
Okay.
Just at all.
Making sure you knew that.
I appreciate you.
I love you.
I love you so much. I did not take it that way at all. You laughed and I was like, yeah, that was definitely out of left field. Like, that was just like,
I had a little bit
of a stroke because we went from grandma's driving to Brittany having a pap smear. You know, there's definitely two extremes.
Did you delete the videos or are you keeping them up?
Oh, like, I'm keeping them up.
Screw the haters. Absolutely.
I'm keeping them up. I've gotten like 300 new followers out of it. I'm keeping it up, girl. That's fine.
Rake it in.
I'm like, dude, at this point, I'm like, these people can have their opinions over what I should. Do I believe, let me preface this. I believe that preventative care and pap smears are incredibly important.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, if we're looking at the severity of the issues that I'm having, I'm going to deal with the more, like, issues that are present now versus being like, oh, I should probably get this procedure done because I might quite possibly, there's like a 1 in a million chance that I do have it. But then this issue that is actively scaring me and keeping me up at night, oh, I'm just going to leave it alone. So it's just crazy. It's crazy. But when I do end up having my pap smear, I know that I'm going to be in good hands because after she examined me, she gave me a hug.
Queen.
She was so sweet. She goes, I'm a hugger.
I love it.
I'm like laying there in tears and she's like, give me a hug. I said, no.
Oh my gosh. I know. Love it. Real she's human
so,
moment.
She was so sweet.
Well, good. I'm glad it ended up being like a warm experience.
It was a great experience.
Like, scary and cold.
Yeah, for sure.
Aww.
I would have clammed up at that point.
Gosh. I was gonna ask you if you had gone to the movies lately. Like, what's the last thing you haven't?
I don't even remember the last movie that I've seen. That's a lie. I saw Inside Out 2 with Ryan recently.
Oh my gosh, how was it?
Oh my god, Sophia, I bawled.
I kinda my eyes wanna out. See it. Are you bald?
I cried.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
If you have anxiety and you suffer with anxiety, then it'll resonate. It really will. Okay. It's just like, it's one of those movies that's like, yes, it's a kid's movie, but when I went with Ryan, we went at like, we didn't even go at a late time either. I think we maybe went to like the 5:30, 6 o'clock showing on like a Thursday night. And it was all adults.
Aww.
There was maybe like one family, but they had like little kids.
Yeah.
Like, probably doesn't even know how to talk yet, little kids. So at that point, it's just for the adults and they needed to bring their kid with them to the movies. So, yeah. Like, it was so cute.
Because it's talking about real problems.
Real emotions, real problems, learning to live with, I don't want to ruin it, but like, dude, you have to go see it.
Okay, I've been wanting to. I haven't seen the first one, but the way that people have been like raving about it, and I like the new emotions that they added, because I'm like, okay, I can get with it.
And it's funny. It's funny too. Okay. There are some moments that I actually like cackled like out loud.
Oh my god.
Because normally I do like a little, you know what I mean? But I actually like, it was so good. And you don't even have to see the first one, really.
Yeah. I love going to the movies personally. Oh, yeah. Like, it is such a, it's an experience.
Right.
It's one of those things where it's like you go in there and you walk outside and everything feels like unreal for just a second. You know? Right. Like the
yeah. Oh,
it's, I love it. I love it. And that. I used to go to the movies alone a lot too. So maybe I should get back into that and go see Inside Out too. I've been kind of like, I've wanted a good cry. I did cry a little bit. Ooh. Because that's why I kind of brought this up. I watched a good movie on Netflix recently. Okay. Land of Bad with Liam okay. Hemsworth. It's like a military, like, ooh, heroic movie.
He's such a good actor.
Oh, my gosh. He's so good. It's basically, like, they are a special ops team. They have to go in and rescue a guy, and, like, things get crazy, and, like, okay. they can't get out in time type of thing. And
they're, oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Well, yeah, now. But it's intense, you know.
Okay.
But Liam is the main guy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but at the end, like, I definitely cried a little bit. I shed a little bit of a tear, and it kind of felt good because I'm not a big crier. I try not to cry as much as possible. But then again, I'll cry over, like, super dumb things. But I don't go out of my way to, like, be sad, I think.
I feel you. Yeah.
I don't go out of my way to, like, listen to sad music or watch sad movies. And oh, my gosh, that brings me to my therapist. I remember I was saying I need to get back into therapy.
Yeah.
I'm actively trying. I'm keeping myself accountable by talking about it. But I went through and I looked for some therapists, and then something, my insurance was being weird. It was like it coming back saying that my plan wasn't active, and I know for sure it's active. So I have to call them, which now I'm putting that off.
Oh, perfect.
Like, literally.
Perfect. Yeah. Dealing with insurance. Love that.
Hate it so much. So I'm kind of at a, like, stalled moment. I still know I need to go see a therapist, but I haven't really acted on it.
Hey, you're taking the appropriate steps to get there.
Yes.
You wouldn't have known about your insurance if you didn't actually try to look up and go see a therapist.
That's very true. See? And you know what? I did end up getting my car title the other day, too. I finally got that. Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you.
After months. I was driving around with expired plates for 8 months. Virginia tags, November 2023.
Wild.
I literally don't know. At first, I was riding it out. Like, I remember when November came and then mm-hmm. December, and I was like, okay. These are still early months. Like, they wouldn't pull me over. And then January, right. February, I'm, like, still pretty early. And then by March, I was like, let me call Virginia DMV and, like, see what's happened. Basically, they sent the renewal stickers to, I guess, my Virginia apartment. But now that I live in Atlanta, like, I need to get all new Georgia stuff anyways.
Perfect.
And so just going, and I had lost the title to my car. It was born and raised in Alabama, and Georgia was not letting me get the title until I had an Alabama title. So, like, I literally got it in the mail and then came and just gave it to Georgia, and then they gave me a new title. It just, wild. It's crazy. I'm like, why do you need that? If I don't even, whatever.
Right.
But I got it done.
Good. Proud of you.
Done and done. Oh,
proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I love that.
Yeah, it feels good. Just like those annoying adult things you have to deal with, like the passport thing. Like, it will feel so good once you do it.
Oh, I know.
And then you can travel the world.
Oh, my goodness. On the company's dime.
Heck yeah. Absolutely. When's your Florida trip? It's coming up super soon, right?
In like 2 weeks. It'll be.
Do you have outfits? Like, what?
No, not at all. Oh. I don't. I am trying to be. Okay. I am not going to buy anything new for this trip.
Okay.
Proud of me for saying that. Honestly, yeah. That's a lie. I might. But I don't know, though. I haven't decided. I have not decided yet. It's like, definitely.
You never know what she's going to say next.
Today it's a no, but tomorrow's a new day. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know, man, because I like look at my closet and I'm
you
like.
You have so many clothes.
But dude, I've gotten rid of so many though.
Okay, so you've been Poshmarking, right?
I've been Poshmarking. I have. Speaking of Poshmark, get this. I posted. Okay. This is when I was in my impulse spending era, right? Okay. Now if I impulsively spend, it's on food. But this was like my impulse clothing spending era.
Yeah.
I bought, okay, so I'm a Pink Lily ambassador.
Yeah.
I haven't tried or bought anything from them in quite literally a long time, just mm-hmm. because I didn't realize that they don't take returns, and I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
As someone who's one of the biggest boutiques in the country,
they don't even give you a credit.
They do, but I'm talking about a refund.
Oh, okay.
I want a refund.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because if I'm putting forth the effort in returning something, I want the money back.
Okay.
If this was a store, if I could physically walk in and get a store credit and like a gift card, 100% I would do that. But if I'm going through all of this effort to send something back just for the amount of money that it would take for shipping to be taken away from my store credit amount, I'm throwing hands.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. So anyway, I was in my impulsively spending era, and I saw that I'm under contract, but when we would get little kind of previews of new items that would drop. So they'd be like, oh, by the way, remember to like remind your followers that like tomorrow this collection is dropping, and like, you know, here's all the cool stuff that's going to be involved in it, blah, 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 whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. And one of the items was rhinestone cowboy boots. Did I need rhinestone cowboy boots? Absolutely not. But the color was gorgeous. It was like it almost looked like this color of my mic.
Yeah.
But it was like with gorgeous rhinestones. And I was like, oh my God, that'd be so cute. Where am I going to wear those? I have no idea. But I'm like, you never know when you're going to need a pair of rhinestone cowboy boots. So I said, you know what? I will buy it and I will find an occasion to wear them.
Yes.
So I waited. I stayed up, or I woke up. I don't remember when it dropped. I'm pretty sure it was in the morning. I woke up to make sure that I got those boots. I spent almost $200 on those boots. They were like $130-ish maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got them in the mail. They were a completely different color. They were like the color of this dress that you see in the background. Like, look at the color comparison. Yeah.
I mean, that's like fuchsia and that's a peachy
and
pink.
And this is like a paley pink.
Yeah.
I even went back online and I looked at the photo of like the model, and I was like, so at that point I was like, these photos are edited.
Yeah.
There's a filter on these photos.
Yeah. Or they're using photos for other boots and their supplier is not matching the color.
It's not matching the color. I'm sitting there and I'm like, so for real right now. So I was like, I'm gonna get my money back on these. This is before I knew that they didn't take returns. So I was like, I'm gonna my money back on these. Like $130, $150. They were expensive. But they're like, they're good quality boots. I will say that. They're good quality. So I took them out of the box and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try them on, see if I like it. I tried them on. They're tight as I'll get out on my feet. And I'm like, one thing about me, I don't like anything being like super constricting on my feet. So I said, you know what? It's enough for me, dog. I got to return these. So I found out that they don't take returns. So I was like, great. Love that for me. So I said, you know what? I'm going to post these on Poshmark. Fine. Got them for $150. I'm going to sell them for $60. That's a steal if you think about it.
That's half.
That's
right?
Basically half off. Yeah. It's like a little bit. It's a little bit less than half. Or is it? $150
versus $60 is less than half. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, $60, take it or leave it. No one has bought. So I was like, okay, great. I'm just staring at them in my room and I don't want them. So I was like, I'm going to bring them down to $50. Nobody has bit. So I'm like,
what are you titling them? Like, I can't imagine no one's buying them.
Like rhinestone. Like pink lily rhinestone cowboy boots, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just like boots, you know what I mean? So it's like, so I got an offer the other day and I was like, heck yeah. I was like, finally, I got the notification being like, so-and-so made an offer on your insert name of the boots here. And I was like, oh, I was like, yes, I can finally get them out of my house. Guess how much? $20. $20. I said, I want to get rid of them, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to get rid of them that badly, because then Poshmark is going to take $4 from it. So I'm going to make $16 off of that sale. I said, are you astronomically joking me right now?
That is such a slap in the face.
It is.
20?
20 freaking dollars.
At least $240. At least $240. Please.
I thought about countering 40, but then I just said, you know what? I was like, this is just too much of an insult. So I just immediately went, nope.
Oh, yeah. Love a decline.
Decline.
You need to post them on Mercari because they will take 0% selling fees.
That's
true. They take no money, which is so amazing. I don't know how they're getting away with it. Oh, they do take a little bit when you do, like when you withdraw it to your bank account. They take like a $3 fee.
Gotcha.
But you can sell everything and not take any money, which is really great, because that's true. The thing that sucks about Poshmark is you do, like, it's 20, but then you only get 16, so that would really be like a total loss on those boots that you paid $130 for.
It's insane. I'm like an impulse buy just for them to be a completely different color than what I was expecting.
Yeah, they definitely did something like shady with the pictures,
literally. I was so frustrated.
Dang.
So frustrated, but it is what it is. I'll figure it out.
How was the Creed concert?
Oh my god, it was so much fun.
You knew every song?
Not every song, believe it or not, but it was so much fun.
Yay.
When I tell you, Sophia, literally, there was a moment. I was like, so Scott Stapp, lead singer of Creed, he came out and, you know, everybody's going freaking crazy. I have never been to a concert that crowded before. Dang. When I tell you that everybody was like, you know, when just like picture that you're in a club and you need to go to the bathroom. So you like, if you're leading me to the bathroom, we're holding hands, because if not, then we're going to get lost. That's how crowded this concert was.
Where was it?
It was at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater.
Oh, Virginia Beach.
Yeah. So the whole lawn was just completely filled, like people were shoulder to shoulder, like it was intense. But Scott Stapp came out and everyone is going freaking, like, roaring crowd, everyone's going, and he literally went up there and said everyone showed up, and I was like,
oh,
I was like Scott, stop. Like, Scott Stapp,
he's so humble.
I was like, Scott, I'm gonna cry. Like, I was literally, I turned over to Alex and I went, oh my god.
I mean, because imagine if no one showed up. Like,
yeah, he was like, everyone showed up. I'm like, my heart, that killed me. That sent a dagger straight through my chest, because there were 22,000 people there.
Oh my gosh. That's
22,000 people.
Way more than, do they not go on tour often?
Oh no. Absolutely not. This is probably like, this is, they haven't gone on tour since the 90s. Like, this is, oh yeah.
Oh.
So this was a big deal. And it was like, it was him, it was Finger 11, Three Doors Down, and Chris Daughtry.
Oh, Daughtry was there?
Daughtry was
Why
there.
Why wasn't I there?
Daughtry was there. So
are
it
they
was
coming
like,
to Atlanta?
I honestly, I'm not sure. They
I'm
might.
I'm Googling it right now.
Do it.
Okay, wait.
See if you can go to the Creed concert. I'll go again. Shoot. I'll go see him again. I have a t-shirt now.
Oh my gosh. I would
literally
love it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was absolutely freaking crazy. It was so fun. It was so much fun. We had to park on like the other side of the world, but it was still like, it was so much freaking fun.
Good. I'm glad you. I loved your outfit, like the all black. She was a little emo.
You know, I just did a black t-shirt, shorts, tennis shoes. I was going for comfort.
Yeah.
Because I went to a concert with him, with Alex, last year. And I wore a t-shirt, jeans, or the t-shirt. Oh my God. Hello? A t-shirt, shorts. Uh-huh. And I wore cowboy boots. But we were in the lawn, so it's like, it's an amphitheater, so you're standing at an angle.
Yeah.
And my feet were quite literally burning.
No.
By the time that we left the concert. Like, my feet were, like, I have never felt pain like that.
Oh, no.
In my feet in my entire life.
Did you end up taking off your shoes or what?
The concert that we went to, it was pouring down rain. So the ground was just a big mud puddle. So I couldn't. I genuinely could not take them off.
Mm.
So I remember I was standing there with Alex, and we ended up leaving early. Like, that's how bad it was.
Oh, no.
Like, I was standing there telling him, I was like, Alex, like, if we don't leave right now, like...
My ankles are gonna give out.
No, but I was like, because I have high arches.
Yeah.
So, like, the balls of my feet, I was like, I am quite literally gonna die. Like, this is not an exaggeration.
Right now,
like, if we don't leave right this second, I'm gonna keel over, and it's not gonna be pretty.
Oh my god.
So we ended up leaving, and then as soon as we got to, like, the sidewalk, I took my boots off.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a glorious thing. And then we got Taco Bell afterwards, so that was great.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I want for dinner. Ooh. Now that you mention it, they have, like, a Love veggie that. Cravings box.
It's, they
like,
do.
$6. Okay, wait, it's, I was gonna say, I googled Creed's coming to Atlanta in, like, September, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, when are you going on that trip? Stop it right now.
Is it the same dates? When is it?
September 25th.
Are you freaking kidding? That's when I would fly out.
Yeah. I'm sick.
I'm sick to my stomach.
I'm actually sick to my stomach right now.
I hate that.
Someone else is going to be forced to go with me. Dude, I have not been
to a concert forever. I would love to go back. What if? Oh my God. It was so good. Listen, I got to pull up a video.
You know what I've been meaning to do?
Arms wide open.
Oh, what's that? My gosh. I've been meaning to go back and watch my concert videos because I have so many on my, like, I've seen Lana Del Rey, I've seen Chelsea Cutler, like, Wiz Khalifa. I have not watched those videos since the day they occurred. I could have, like, a mini flashback tour of all the concerts I've been to. Like, I need to put some time into that. No, anyways, that's just what I've been thinking.
Oh my God. Let me hear this.
Give it to me. He sounds the same.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. He's kind of hot.
Is he? I'm Googling.
I ain't gonna front. No, but, like, listen, let me hear. This is, like, Scott? from the screen.
Uh-huh. Ooh, and he got that tight ass shirt on. Ooh.
He a little
and them tattoos.
He a little
And I love it because he knows his biceps look big. That's why he's wearing it. And for his age, yes, sir.
He said, everybody showed up. I said, absolutely we did. Absolutely we did.
Wait, I'm looking at pictures of him.
Scott Stapp.
That is exactly who I would picture.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he hasn't aged too bad.
Yeah, right. He used to have longer hair. He used to have, like... Oh, he definitely got,
like, a nose job or something.
Probably. But he used to have, like, the Fabio, like, shoulder-length hair.
Yes. I'm seeing it with the white wife beater.
Uh-huh. And he did the... You have to look up the halftime show for the Super Bowl that they did back in late 90s, early 2000s.
Like, it was good?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. Like, there was literally... They say, like, when you are with me. And someone pulled a Pink and, like, started floating down from the freaking rafters. Oh, and, like, you have to look it up. It is quite literally the funniest freaking video you'll see. People, like... Oh, my God. It's, like, it's a meme. Like, people will
Super Bowl performance.
Yes. And it was like, and it, the quality is going to be like grainy. It's like the good days, you know.
I love it.
It's and he was wearing like a jersey. He had the long Fabio hair. Like, it's going to be it's so good. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I cannot wait to watch.
Cuz like people did the Creed like they did Nickelback. Like there was like a phase where everybody hated Nickelback. For what? Couldn't tell you. And it was like the same thing like they would put Creed in that category. And I'm like, I don't understand why. I'm like, granted, a lot there were some songs that he played that I'm like, I don't know the words to the. I don't know the words.
Yeah.
And it quite literally sounds like you're mumbling. Respectfully, love you, Scotty, but like it did.
They wouldn't get it. Like, if you don't have a divorced dad, like, you don't know. Like, if your dad didn't go through a trial and a tribulation when you were in, like, middle school, high school, like, elementary school even. Like,
come on, dude. Exactly.
Yeah.
You get it.
Of course. Honestly, I loop the Frey in there. I loop in like who are those other people that are like them? Daughtry. I loved. I mean, I love some of his songs.
Me too.
I can't believe he was there too. Oh, all right, September 25th.
Doggone it. Have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay.
I have Peacock, so like if I ever have free time, I'll just put on like the Gold Live or whatever, where they like they
Right.
just do the top sports and I'll just watch. I love it.
Have you been hearing all of the drama that's been going on with
With
the
who?
Olympics?
Wait.
It's this, I want to say he's a volleyball player. Have you seen that?
He was a child rapist, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He quite literally said he admitted that he flew out, had sex with a 12-year-old girl, and then hopped right back on a plane when he was 19.
Oh my
That
gosh.
he literally just, he said that he hopped on a plane, went and had sex with a 12-year-old, and then left afterwards. And he just chalked it up to being like, oops, I was a teenager, sorry.
What country is he from again?
I think the Netherlands, if I'm not mistaken.
What is going on over there? I also heard that
Honestly.
he has like a separate entrance
Yes, like they're giving him
and
special
weird.
treatment
Yes.
so
So
he
like
can
they
compete.
know. That's so
Right.
weird.
I'm like, this is
So
public
weird.
information. Like, it's not some like thing that, oh, like people just found out about it. Like, no, this is public information. And the fact that the Olympics are giving him a, like, are hiding him and sheltering him from
Weird.
backlash and from the media, which is freaking crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I don't it's so ick. Like
It's
I
so
get the
icky.
argument of like time served, okay, like let him live his life now, but it's still what he did is like so 10 times worse than anything else, I feel like.
Right.
So why does it have to be him? Surely there's someone else that could have gone.
Right. And it's almost like you have to treat it, in my opinion, they should treat it like when you go to prison. Like when you get out of prison, like you can't vote.
Can't
There's,
own a
you
gun.
can't, yeah, there's like certain
Yeah.
restrictions. I feel like that needs to be like a pretty self-explanatory. You are a convicted child rapist. You probably shouldn't be representing a whole country and competing in the Olympics. You know? But it's
It's
just
like kind of a bad look
right.
for the country.
That's just my two cents.
I feel like the country's PR person like was not made aware of this,
No.
because why on literal earth in this day and age of social media would you let him go there and honestly think no one was gonna make 2 + 2 equal four? No one was gonna
Exactly.
tell someone who tells someone who, like, come on.
Like,
And
be
I'm sure this
astronomically
guy's
for real right
known.
now.
Like, yeah, seriously, I'm sure the Netherlands like not crazy unaware of him. Like, if he's an athlete, this is probably well known, and he still hopped on the plane. Not to the
Insane.
Olympics, not to the girl, but still,
Yeah.
just so bad.
It's wild.
Such a bad representation.
It's insane.
But I have been, have you been watching the Olympics for fun?
No. I
Oh.
have been just seeing, I'm sorry. I've just been like seeing little clips and things here and there. And like, I'll go on TikTok and see like a Simone Biles
Yeah.
floor routine. So I'll watch that kind of thing.
Dude, there is some tea going on with her, and I want to say it's like Michaela or something. It's like another Olympic gymnastics like medalist. Like she won silver at some point, and I don't know if she competed with Simone or what, but they have some beef, and Simone tweeted today, it was like, "Oops, I guess she blocked me." And okay, because I don't even have like Twitter, like I don't have
I don't
X or
either.
anything. So, or I still have the Twitter app, and it wants me to update it so bad. So, like when I go on it, I can only see the recommended tweet that I got notified about. I can't read the comments. I can't go to the profile. Like, so I know nothing.
Oh.
All I know is that this girl blocks Simone for some reason, and there's a bunch of tea surrounding it. Like,
Wild.
why does this gymnast, other Olympic gymnast, hate her or not like her?
Interesting.
Yeah, I got to do some research on that. I'll follow
For
up.
sure. I gotta know.
I mean, like, blocking Simone Biles is crazy.
That's crazy.
As a fellow gymnast, too.
Literally. At least save it till after the Olympics is over.
I know. But they won. Did you see they got gold?
No.
Yeah, Simone and all the other girlies. I think it was five of them.
Mm-hmm. Love that for them.
And Suni Lee, that's who it is. She's also an icon. Love she went that. To Auburn.
Oh, cute.
Yep, she went to Auburn. She was on the gymnastics team. And now she's, like, winning gold medals. Like, what are we doing with our lives, truly?
I'm sitting here eating a plate of chocolate chip cookies. That's what I'm doing with my life. Yeah, they have. So as soon as we get off of here, I'm going to snack.
Okay.
It's going
to
be good.
Actually, yeah, I need to go and figure out what my dinner is going to be at 9:45. Maybe a little talk about run.
Get you some TB.
Maybe I should. Do it. Why not? It's so cheap. It's, like, actually affordable because, like, $6 or $7 for, I think you get, like, a taco,
but
something else in a side and a drink.
Lately, it hasn't been that affordable, though.
Oh, really?
Alex and I went recently, and he got a Crunchwrap.
Uh-huh.
I got a quesadilla, yeah. A burrito, and a Baja Blast, and it was $25.
Dang.
I'm like,
I don't know.
Hello? I mean, maybe I should just get the Cravings box from now on, which comes with a little bit of everything.
Yeah, for sure, because I swear it's only like $6 or $7. And I right. think the crunch, see, I do veggie as well, so that might be different. Like, meat might be more. But right. the Crunchwrap is an option. Like, you can get that plus a mini taco and, like, Fiesta potatoes or, like, the cinnamon twizzly things.
The twists.
Yes. And a drink. Like, that's a good, that's a deal. Like, I'll drop $6. Yes.
Oh, for sure. Do it.
And I won't feel bad.
Do it then.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, love you, girl. Nice to
love
talk you. To
you. Of course.
We love you guys, too. Sorry. Let you in on that.
We had a little moment. It's all right. All right, y'all.
We love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Peace out. Bye.
Bye.